Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the pre-WrestleMania podcast of 2016. Ladies and gentlemen, here tonight, I'm your host, Trimble Kane, a.k.a. Kevin Owens, Nick Nelson, what are you going to call? And here I'm joined by the...
Wow.
Okay. Anyway, tonight I'm joined here by the United States champion, Randy Orton.
What's up? Like, do I just...
I'm also joined...
What's up?
I'm also joined by the number one contender for the United States champion who will be battling Randy Orton tonight, Roman Reigns.
What's up, guys?
And I'm also joined by the number one contender... and the main eventer, one of the main eventers for tonight's WrestleMania, Seth Rollins. So, how you guys doing tonight? How you guys doing tonight? Y'all ready for your matches tonight?
Yeah, man.
I'm ready for the whole match. For the whole night, I mean.
Alright, you guys. We have a lot in store for you guys tonight. All going down, starting at 6:30 with the pre-show of Undertaker versus Sami Zayn. Right now, thoughts on what's going to happen in that match? Right now.
I think I'll go first on this one.
Undertaker isn't in that match anymore. It's going to be.
I didn't hear what you just said. My thoughts about the match is honestly, I honestly don't know who's using Undertaker now, because there's just been so many people using him lately, and I know because he's a very, like, good superstar in the WWE, and that's why people want to use him so much. I've actually been in the ring with Sami Zayn, and he's a very good competitor.
Let me just jump in here right now, because some people don't get the memos. It's not Undertaker. It is Cesaro. Cesaro versus Sami Zayn.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're also joined by the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, who will be often on the podcast tonight.
Fuck that shit.
Rock.
What's going on, man? I'm preparing myself, so I'm letting everybody else handle it. You know, I pop in here and there, but I did all of my talking the last 2 days, so it's all focused today. All focused. But I'm going to be popping in here and there. I just won't be talking as much.
All right.
I'm the one passing off and on the podcast, you know, behind, where you can see the fans walking by. I'll probably walk by, yell something, and keep walking. I got work to do.
They have it from the Rock. Randy Orton, pre-main event tonight, starting at 6:30. Pre-show, starting tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Cesaro versus Sami Zayn. What are your thoughts?
As I was saying, Sami Zayn, he's a very good competitor. Honestly, I haven't seen Cesaro compete in the longest time. But I think, I honestly don't know who's going to win this match. I'm not going to say Sami Zayn. All I know is Sami Zayn's a good competitor. But I also don't know who's using Cesaro at the moment right now, so I just gotta watch the match and see for myself.
All right, let's go to Roman Reigns.
That's a great answer.
Okay, Seth Rollins.
My opinion for this match would probably, I have to go with Sami Zayn, even though I don't know who is using Cesaro. I have to go with Sami Zayn just because of the excellent performance that he put up against Randy Orton in that one match, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him compete again.
All right. So you have it here, folks. That's our views on the pre-main event. Also in store tonight, we're going to have performances by some of the greatest superstars and celebrities in the business of music, and period, celebrities, all that, including Kevin Owens, Kid Ink, Jay-Z, Kanye West, and even more. But now it's time that we get down to the actual match card for tonight's WrestleMania. First match, we have Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton for the United States Championship. Now, let's start with Seth Rollins. What do you think about this?
My opinion for that United States Championship match is, you know, I went with Randy Orton the other night, and I've kind of been jumping ship back and forth, and final answer, now that we're approaching this match tonight, I have to go with Roman Reigns. I've had the opportunity to talk to Roman and step into the ring with him and kind of get an idea of where his head is at right now, and it's obvious that he's prepared for this match tonight. So I'm going to have to go with Roman.
All right. Well, my opinion, I'm going to have to give it to Roman Reigns. Because before the match started a couple weeks back, we had an issue go down between Roman Reigns and Randy Orton with a lot of personal stuff going on. Because Randy Orton took it too seriously when he was giving advice to get personal with it. And he went as far as talking about his parents who was talking about getting divorced and all of this and all of that, completely out of control. And now Roman Reigns, he has a lot of built-up aggression that I'm pretty sure he's just ready to release on Randy Orton tonight. And I don't know, Randy Orton, he's been practicing, he's been working hard, but I don't know.
Damn.
Okay.
We just don't know what's going on. Okay, Randy Orton, you're up first tonight in the opening match after the pre-show. What do you think your opponent Randy Orton has in store? I mean, what do you think your opponent?
Oh, I didn't know. I was fighting myself.
Look at you, bastard. Question. What do you think your opponent Roman Reigns has in store for United? Do you think you'll be able to beat him?
Honestly, I'm not expecting anything new from Roman Reigns. I've been in the ring with him before last SummerSlam. We've had some run-ins then and there. But I don't think I'm going to see anything new from him tonight. I don't think that he doesn't switch up his finals or anything of that such. And people can say he's going to win the match all he wants, and people can say that he has so much built-up aggression, but when you're really angry going into a match, you don't play straight. And we've seen superstars go into a match as pissed off as they can be, and they've gotten their asses kicked because they're blinded by how angry they are at that person, and they just can't fight to the best of their ability. And do I think I'm going to win the match against them? Of course I do, because I'm glad that I could say that I've main evented WrestleMania, and I'm glad I can say I started off the show for WrestleMania. And what's a better way to start off the show with just a win and set the mood for later on tonight? Because I think I'm more prepared. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this. A few weeks back, when you were giving the advice to make your match more personal, to make it more interesting, What were you thinking? Why would you bring up the man's parents and all this? What was going through your mind, man?
I think at the time that I said that, I think I was kind of... I made a mistake by saying that because I know that it actually is a very personal issue, and I think I was kind of had my back against the wall when I said that. And I did talk to him, and I did apologize to that. But it just seems that over the course of time going on in this match with him that he seems to be very immature about certain things. I have apologized to him about that, and if he doesn't want to accept my apology, that's perfectly okay. But if I crack jokes at him, it seems that he's beginning to get a lot more sensitive at that, because me and him are cool, but it just seems that going on further, getting closer to this match, he starts to be more immature and take everything too seriously. If I'm joking about him and Seth Rollins again and stuff that they said in the party, and they're just joking around, but stuff like that. But I think he's just being very sensitive. But to answer your question, I think my back was just against the wall, and I was speaking out of my ass, you can say. But I did apologize to him.
All right. Is Roman back with him?
I guess not.
What?
I said I don't know where he went. He's not in the party anymore either, so I don't know.
All right, well, moving on. Next we have Dolph Ziggler versus Edge for the Intercontinental Championship. Thoughts and speculation on that. That's all. I'll start with you.
The Intercontinental Championship match tonight, that's a really good, you know, Tyler Breeze has really impressed everybody in this company in his first few, in his first couple of months of being here. I'm sorry, what did you say? Tyler Breeze, he's really impressed everybody in the company in these past couple of months of him being here. And he had a really good performance against The Rock. And, you know, he's just, he's had good performances all around the board. And I'm really hoping that he does the same thing tonight. But then you also have Dean Ambrose, who, you know, he won his first Intercontinental Championship, and now he's looking to keep that as long as he possibly can. So, in this match, I have to go with Tyler Breeze, but I'm not discrediting Dean Ambrose in this either. It's going to be a really close fight.
I've just been informed that Randy Orton has Roman Reigns has returned to the call, and he is joining us now. So, Roman.
Yes.
All right. Yes, earlier we asked Randy Orton what he thought about your match and all this and that. So, how do you think your match is going to play out tonight? And do you think you'll be able to beat Randy Orton tonight for the United States Championship?
Of course, I think I could beat Randy Orton. I think it's going to be a great match. I'm not coming in here. I am going to be aggressive, but I'm not going to, like, make mess of the way I fight. I'm not, like, going to, oh, dang, like, being all mad, like, you did this, you did that. Like, I'm not trying to fight normal. Just get the job done.
All right. Now, you were, like we said earlier, there was a thing that happened between you and Randy Orton that got really personal and all this. And it seems you took to trash talk on our website and threw shots at Omega after he was continuously throwing shots at you. What happened with that? What happened?
I got over it, really. I mean, he talked about my parents. I mean, that did hit me a little bit, but I had to throw the shot back. You know, I just, you know, had to do what I had to do. But yeah, I'm just gonna move on and just go to this match and make sure it's a good match and don't let that get in the way of me fighting.
Yeah. Personally, looking at your whole story and all this, I think you really won the talking part because you put a breakthrough through the company. You got everybody, you got the rookies and everybody on your side when you posted that trash talk. So I just have to congratulate you, man, because you did a good job on that. That was an amazing clapback at Omega. But off that subject, like we were saying, Ambrose versus Tyler Breeze, Intercontinental Championship match. What do you think is going to happen?
Ambrose versus Tyler Breeze. With Dean Ambrose, I haven't really been see how he's been fighting and stuff. But I see that Tyler Breeze on that side, I see that he's been doing good. I like the way he fights, and I think he's going to win his match tonight.
All right. Randy Orton.
And the question is, what do I think about this match? Like, how it's going to play out?
Yeah, what do you think about it? What's going to happen? What do you think?
I honestly don't know. I don't know about a lot of these matches, but do I know who's going to win? No, I don't. Do I have any favorites? I honestly don't have any favorites going in, like, looking at this match from the outside. When Dean Ambrose fought Dolph Ziggler and he was kicking out of so many things, I was like, oh, that's cool. But the number one thing is, like, it's very hard to tell who's champion these days because when you're a champion, you have to make yourself known that you're just not a regular superstar. Because when Dolph Ziggler was Intercontinental Champion, a lot of people didn't even know he had the title. Like, it was just Dolph Ziggler and he had nothing. Honestly, I don't know who's going to win this match, but I want the person I either want, whoever does win this match, I want them to do something with that title. Because if people usually ask, what is the most memorable person who held the IC, the number one answer would probably be me, not being biased for what I did because I had one very good run with it. But I don't have any favorites in this match. I don't know who's going to win. They're both very good competitors, but I want a person either. If one of them can do some memorable stuff with that title, then I would want that person to win because it's very hard. Like, I didn't even know that Dean Ambrose was the IC champion until it was just told right now by you that it was for the title. But if they can actually do something with it and make themselves known, then I would want that person to win.
All right, well said. Personally, from my standpoint, me and Genesis, if y'all don't know, Genesis is Dean Ambrose. Me and him go way back. He's been in the company for about a year or two now. This is, Doc, y'all said earlier, this is his first title in the company, really, with the Intercontinental Championship. And he, for real, he hasn't really been here. He's been here, like, maybe once a month, every 2 months or whatever. He hasn't really been here. He hasn't really been practicing on the game. But on the other hand, you have a guy like Tyler Breeze. He's new. He's hungry. He's been waiting for this opportunity. And Tyler Breeze, he's a good competitor. He even got a win over me in a gauntlet match. But I beat him next night, but still, you know, 1-on-1. And like you said, he put up an amazing match against the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, The Rock. And it's just, he's an amazing superstar. So, even, I love Jim like a brother. We go way back, but I'm going to have to give it to Tyler Breeze because he just looked like he showed more hunger for the belt. And he looks like he really wants it and wants to be here. Now, on to the next match. We have Dolph Ziggler versus Edge. Keep in mind, this is the first time ever that we've had the tag team champions fight each other at a WrestleMania in a match. Now, let's go backwards this time. Randy Orton, what do you think is gonna happen?
I don't know why you said backwards in time, but I've been in the ring with both of these superstars. I've been in the ring with Dolph Ziggler several times, and I've beaten him several times, and I've been in the ring with Edge, and I've beaten him too. But when it comes down to a one-on-one, they could both be very vicious, but I think I'm going to probably, being like in the company for a long time and seeing both of these fight, experience-wise, I'm probably going to have to give it to Dolph Ziggler. Because every single time that he's in a ring, his moves may be difficult to get around, but he always gets the job done. That zigzag it's very fast, and all of his moves he can easily just walk out there the winner. But I actually, you know what, I'm not even going to pick sides on this because they've both been here for a very long time, and they both have a lot of accomplishments under their belt, no pun intended, because they both are tag team champions. But that's not the fact. But I honestly, I don't know who's going to win this because they both showed improvement over the couple of years that they've been here, and they've both done a lot of things. And Joe has had his times where he's been on top, and Caboose has had his times where he's been on top. Because I think Caboose can say he was actually a WWE champion other than Dolph Ziggler, but they could say something that the other person hasn't done. But I honestly don't know who's going to win this match. And I'm using honestly a lot because it's probably my favorite word today. But I don't know who's going to win whatsoever. They're both very good competitors, but I'm not going to pick a side on this one.
Well, my favorite word tonight is fuck, because fuck that. I think...
What the
fuck? I don't know. I'm going to have to go with Edge on that one, because I've been here for 5 years now. I've seen both these superstars grow. I've seen Dolph Ziggler grow. I've beaten Dolph Ziggler. He's beaten me for championships. I've beaten him for championships. I've seen Caboose grow. When he came to the tournament, he was the one who beat my four-month winning streak when I have not lost at all. He was the one who came into here and beat my four-month streak. Caboose,
I'm going to save the day. Hold on 1 second. We're going to make sure we put that. We're going to want big pyro for the very beginning. I apologize. That's how you do it when you're setting up arena. To everybody that's listening, I think there's like, hold on, I think we're doing pretty good. 51 listeners. When they say Joe, they mean Ziggler. And when they say Caboose, they mean Edge. You guys keep doing different names, and it's throwing people off. Probably it's throwing me off, so it's got to throw them off. Because you guys are jumping in. You're like, oh, I think Ziggler is blah, blah, blah. But Joe, you know, Joe, it's like, huh? So I've lost. So either call them by their superstar name or their real name, but figure it out. All right, back to work.
Anyways, Caboose, Edge, I'll start saying Edge now. He just, when he wants something, he gets it. He's just that hungry. So I think that Caboose is going to come out with this. Edge is going to come out with the win. All right, Roman Reigns, what do you think?
At first, I was similar to what Randy Orton was going to say.
It doesn't matter what you think. All that matters. I'm just playing.
Well, I was going to go like the same way that Randy was going at first, but actually, I'm going to go with Ziggler on this one. Me and him had a lot of run-ins. He has the last WrestleMania. And then Extreme Rules when he beat me and lost the championship. And we just had many more run-ins. Actually, he's a good superstar to me. Even though I don't see him on the game that much, really, I've been seeing him on other games. not practicing, but I don't know if he's practicing on the low or whatever. With Caboose, I had some runners with him. He's a good competitor, but I don't know if he's going to get the job done.
Let me creep up in here, y'all. Change the animosity to this real quick. I got some time. We're fixing the state. Listen, so this match, first of all, it's a personal vendetta. For everybody that's out there listening, it's a personal vendetta. These two men, tag team champions. These two men, tag team. They love each other. They hate each other. They hate each other. They love each other. Who's going to win this match is not going to be the most skilled. Who's going to win this match is not going to be about the zigzag. It's not going to be about the spear. Whoever wins this match tonight, it's going to be about who says fuck you the most. They have feelings for each other. They love each other. They're brothers. They feel like they're a unit, a tag team. They're like me and Laker, a.k.a. Triple H. They're Triple H and The Rock, former tag team champions. They're Triple H and freaking back in the day, Chris Jericho. They have that lock. They have that bond. So whoever wins the match is going to be the person who can put it all to the side and go for that WrestleMania moment, go for that win tonight. Because if one of them says, you know, man, I just don't want to do this to him like this, that's going to be the one to lose. Whoever says, maybe I shouldn't have hit that finisher on him that hard, that's going to be the one to lose the match. It's not going to be about precision or anything else. It's going to be about love tonight. Whoever wins the match is going to be the one who can put pride aside, understand that they're facing each other one-on-one at the biggest stage. They have a hate relationship, but tonight is going to be all about hate because whoever hates the most is going to win. Whoever loves the most is going to lose, period.
Well put, by the chance. Well put. Now, with all that said, Seth Rollins, your opponent just came out here and did all that. You got to be able to one up him somehow. I mean, you've been losing this whole feud so far. You got to be able to one up him somehow. What do you think?
One thing I'd like to say is I'm not doing this podcast to one up him at all. But my opinion on this match, since that's what I'm here to say, is I really think that I have to agree with him. And like he said before, me and him agreeing isn't something that we necessarily like to do, and it kind of sucks, but I have to agree with him. It's basically whoever goes into this match and puts all feelings aside. I have some friends in this company, and I know what it's like to have to go into a match against one of your best friends, and it's not something that's easy. And I think tonight they're gonna have to put all their friendship aside. They're gonna have to put everything aside and realize that tonight is WrestleMania, and they can't afford to put feelings in the way of fighting.
Wow. Well, that's it.
Well then.
That's it. Let's move on to the next match. We have the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Yo, speaking of that, before you get to that, because I don't know how much time I have, the match that you spoke on previously, the Roman Reigns and the Randy Orton match, the take that I have on that match is Roman Reigns has already lost the match. He lost it. But Roman Reigns has a couple of hours to win the match, and this is how he wins it. He has to understand that the man that he's facing tonight is not the man that he faced at SummerSlam. He's also got to get over the defeat from SummerSlam and move forward. Roman Reigns is still carrying a SummerSlam loss to Randy Orton over to WrestleMania. That's going to be the reason why when an RKO is hit, he freezes up. That's going to be the reason why when a spike DDT is hit, he freezes up. A clothesline hit, he doesn't know what to do. It's because he's shook. So if Roman Reigns can get it together in the next several hours going into WrestleMania, he has a great chance to win tonight. But if Roman Reigns is still carrying on that vendetta from SummerSlam, he is already defeating himself come tonight between Roman Reigns and Randy Orton. Did you talk about another match? We talked about Roman Reigns. I talked about Roman Reigns. I talked about Ziggler. Did I miss something else?
Breeze,
the jammer. Yep.
Yeah, Breeze and Ambrose match, I mean, that's tonight's the third match. It's one that takes off. Breeze won the first one. Ambrose won the second one. The fight's going to go down. It's really not much you can say about this match, specifically because The two hasn't really exchanged many words here. Ambrose wants to win his first WrestleMania. Ambrose wants to win his first championship. What better place to do it? If I had a chance to come into WWE career as a rookie and I won my first championship, it would be at WrestleMania 2 if I could pick. So Ambrose is in the best position to win tonight. Tonight, WrestleMania, man, is all about glory. It's all about history. From the Roman Reigns and the Randy Orton match, Randy Orton needs this win so he can break that curse of taking that loss for WrestleMania and carrying it on to this one. Roman Reigns needs to continue on because he can make history and win twice in a row. He pre-main evented WrestleMania last year and won the United States. If he can do it this year, again, that's freaking glory. Then you have the freaking Ziggler and Edge moment. These two both need that WrestleMania win. Edge has never won a WrestleMania since he's been here. And it's been several years. And Ziggler, he freaking lost it at WrestleMania. He hasn't won either. Both these men need a WrestleMania win. That's why I feel tonight won't be a love and hate situation. This is going to be hate plus hate. It's going to equal a badass match. Both of them need that win. It's important. And then I won't go forward because you're just about to talk about the Andre Memorial, so I don't want to. Yeah, I'll jump into that one too. Every man in the Andre Memorial tonight, they are going to be brand new. From Uso, never won it. From Zayn or Cesaro, we don't know who's going in yet, because whoever wins the kickoff show between Cesaro and Zayn is going in it. But between them two, they never won it. Batista never won it, but Batista's my go-to person for this. I hope Batista wins it. Fan of Batista, really like the guy. But Batista never won an Andre Memorial. And Kalisto never won an Andre Memorial. So none of these guys has won either at a WrestleMania. So to leave WrestleMania a winner for the first time is good. But here's the kicker. They have never been to WrestleMania either. So this is their first WrestleMania. It's just glory all around, man. That Andre Memorial is going to be good to watch. You might not like a lot of Andre Memorials, but this one's going to be good to watch because you're not going to see an Andre Memorial winner. You're not going to see a winner at WrestleMania. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, whoever is listening, twitch.tv/WWE careers, this is important because this Andre Memorial match is important only because, strictly, whoever wins tonight, you're going to see them win their first WrestleMania. It's going to be glory because you're about to see a star transform. Whoever wins that match, mark my words, come back to Hell in a Cell in October later on this year, and that man is probably going to be somewhere around the top. Mark my words.
All right. Let's make this a lightning round. We're going to go around this. Everybody going to say who they think will win this match. All right, Seth Rollins, go.
I think Batista's going to win this match.
All right, Roman Reigns, go. All right, skip him.
Batista.
No, I guess we're all in agreement. So I have to go with Batista, too.
No, we're not agreeing because I don't agree Batista's going to win the match. I said I wanted him. Uso, I think, is going to win the match. But Kalisto's coming out the winner of this Andre Memorial. Uso or Kalisto's my pick to win it. But who I want to win it is Batista.
Well, I want to go with Batista on this one. Giannis, think of that amazing win over Brock Lesnar. Not many people can do it. Not many people can say they can do it.
Yeah, but everybody gets that four-leaf clover stuck up their ass every once in a while. Everybody gets lucky. And tonight ain't about luck when you got four other guys in there. It's not about luck.
You know what?
Ladies and gentlemen, whoever's listening, man, I just passed the most greatest person alive outside here at WWE Careers WrestleMania 31 Access. He is the man responsible for all these great matches. He's the man responsible. Everybody loves him. He's a fan favorite. He's bigger than Rock. He's bigger than me. Ladies and gentlemen, Chang is here. He's got a brand new shirt on. He is ready to put on these matches. WWE Medic Chang is happy to be here. WrestleMania again for Chang. He is excited. It's going to be fun tonight, man.
Make sure y'all follow Chang on Twitter at WWE Chang.
Yeah, and he just started owning all the Panda Expresses around, so it's getting big for him.
You know, we've seen him do some matches on some off shows. You know, he hit the chopstick, hit the egg foo young, and all that. All right, but ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to discuss the pre-main event of the evening. the NXT champion, John Cena, versus the prize fighter, the greatest superstar besides The Rock that we ever had in this three career tournament, Kevin Owens. I'm gonna pass the questions off to Randy Orton right now because I'm in the match. You know, I don't want to get no biased questions. So Randy Orton, you can take this one over.
Okay. All right. So I'll just go around first and ask everybody the question. It's a one-worded answer. Who do you think is gonna win this match, Cena or Owens? Go.
I guess I'll go first. I'm gonna go with Cena.
All right. I don't even know where Roman Reigns went. Kevin Owens. How about you? Who do you think is gonna win this match, you or Cena?
Obviously, Kevin fucking Owens. That's all. Let me tell you something about this feud between me and John Cena.
Well, I didn't ask you about the feud, but continue.
It don't matter what you ask. But this feud between me and John Cena, it's been a real rocky. We had me taking out the match. Stephon's put into the match. Me putting the match. Also, to both of us out of the match. Now it's back to me and him. And ever since that started, I've had John Cena's blood on my fist. I knocked him out. And tonight, we're going into a three stages of hell match. If y'all haven't noticed, that's my specialty. Every time I've been in the three stages of hell, I've won against Triple H.
I haven't seen a three stages of hell in the longest time.
Yeah, we haven't, but we might not see one either tonight. Potentially, you're going into a three stages of hell. I just don't want to give these viewers the wrong impression. It's potentially you're going into a three stages of hell. We got to make sure everything is solid and subject for that three stages of hell because there's a lot of different things that need to be in place to make that match happen tonight. Our schedule is a lot going on, and we got to make sure it's in place. You guys can read between the lines. I'm not airing out business on the podcast. So we got to structure some stuff to make sure all the mechanical work is proper for that match to go on because if it's not right, then we can't put that on for the audience. Just putting that out there.
Well, if it's able to happen, then we have the first stage, a ladder match. Everyone knows the ladder match is Trim Undercane's specialty. It's hard to beat Trim Undercane in a ladder match. You cannot name.
But I think the last time you were in a ladder match, I beat you.
You throwing shots? Right,
but continue.
Randy, are you throwing shots?
No, I'm not throwing shots. I'm just throwing facts out there. But continue.
Listen,
because,
this is the part where the podcast takes a left. Like, we got to, like, let's talk about the match at hand and what people need to talk about. Forget who lost this ladder match and who didn't lose it and who's taking shots. Let's talk about Kevin Owens versus John Cena, the pre-main event tonight. Let's talk about that match. Who's winning? Why they're winning? That's the subject here.
I'm winning. I've already made this man bleed. I've knocked him out numerous times, and he's just not on his A game. Last night, he claimed he was horribly sick. He didn't want to get on. He's also having connection issues. That's a big factor. If he can't get his connection together, I'm just going to take the title by forfeit. I have no problem with doing that. I do not have no problem with doing that. He's just not mentally ready. He's just not physically able.
But I have a question for you.
What is your question?
If you do win the title by forfeit and you do go on to face The Rock, then, like, wouldn't that be something on, like, that you have to hold on your back because you didn't actually beat John Cena for the title, you just won off of forfeit? Because if you actually did go into that match, we didn't know if you were going to win or lose. Like, wouldn't that, like, take a toll?
If Kevin Owens wins the match tonight and he does go on to face the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, because we don't know for sure if The Rock will be champion after WrestleMania. That's just an assumption from a fan base standpoint, so we don't know for sure. We don't know who Kevin
All
Owens
right.
could face after WrestleMania. We have to wait to see who wins the main event to determine that.
Anyway,
he said.
Well, I won't have anything holding my leg. That's not my fault. He's just not. If he's that incapacitated, I might have made him bleed too much. I might have knocked him out too hard. Maybe gave him a concussion. I don't know. But my point is, he's just not mentally ready and able to compete tonight. He doesn't know what he's getting himself into. He doesn't. He's taking me too lightly. He has not even been on to train for me. That is just completely idiotic. You can't go into a match with a man like Kevin Owens trim under Kane, me, and expect me to not go all out, especially in the pre-main event or main of WrestleMania for a title I've been wanting and one of the titles I have not held yet in this tournament? You cannot expect me not to go all in, go hard, or go home. That's the rule. You just can't go into a match like this against me and expect to win like that. It's just not going to happen. To answer your question, no. If I end up winning the title by forfeit, that's not going to do anything to me. I'm going to go in. I'm going to face whoever the World Heavyweight Champion is after tonight. I'm going to face him, and I'm going to beat them, whether it be The Rock or Seth Rollins. It doesn't matter. But come on now. I'm Kevin Owens.
All right.
I feel like you keep forgetting that I'm Kevin Owens.
Yeah, I think that the Cena and Owens match is it's an important match tonight. It's a very, very important match. And it could go either way. I'm not really saying that, you know, anything about John Cena. I do think that John Cena's lost his edge the last several weeks. I do think that he doesn't really know what he's doing. I agree with that. And if he comes in the match tonight like that, he's done. And that's why I think that Kevin Owens, if I had to suggest who can win tonight, it's Kevin Owens, unless John Cena's head is in the game. And I haven't spoke to him today, so I can't tell you what mind state John Cena's in. So any fans of John Cena looking to get an answer out of me, you won't. I don't know what John Cena's mind state is tonight. But I do know that if he shows up to tournament like he always is, or if he is a John Cena, I know then yes. And I think Kevin Owens is in trouble.
That's another thing. This man hasn't even checked into the building yet. We don't know where he is. We don't know what's wrong with him. We don't know what's going on. Anyways,
before we just move to another match, let's talk about like some things that some other people might want to hear. Let's talk about the entertainment that we have tonight. Y'all can pick that.
All right. To be honest, the entertainment I'm looking forward to tonight is probably Jay-Z featuring Beyonce. Excuse me.
Did you say Beyonce?
Yeah, what the heck?
I'm about to say, I came in here today and Beyonce is here. I didn't see her. I don't know where she's at.
I mean, Jay-Z featuring Kanye West. I'm looking forward to that performance tonight. What about you guys?
I think I'm on the boat there with you because last time, like, all these, they're all good performers, don't get me wrong, but Kanye West and Jay-Z are. They've had some hell of a performances in WWE careers. I remember, like, Kanye West especially performed before the main event.
Yeah, Jay-Z's never performed at a – he would never have had Jay-Z at the WrestleMania before. It's his first one.
Yeah, I think – and that kind of makes it good because, I want to see what's going to happen because when Kanye West performed, it was actually last year before the main event, and that left everybody in shock of how he performed and stuff like that. But now that he's performing with Jay-Z – that very iconic performer, then I think this is going to be phenomenal.
Seth Rollins, I know you're still upset that Justin Bieber couldn't make the performance. You know, sorry, but who's looking forward to you tonight?
My opinion on entertainment for tonight is we definitely have a start. Everybody here tonight that's going to be performing for our show are superstars in the music industry. Kanye West, who just released his new album on Jay-Z's music streaming company, they're performing together tonight, as well as, I believe you pronounce her name, Alicia Cara?
Alicia Cara will be performing Wild City tonight, which is the official WWE career theme song. Along with Tyler Drake.
And then we have Kid Ink, who performed at the WWE's real WrestleMania last year and put up an amazing performance for the real WWE. It's going to be an amazing night tonight as far as entertainment goes. So,
yeah,
really
no competition
looking forward
for me
to
here. I think everybody wins. We got a lot of demographic different things here, man. A lot of different performers. That's what I like about our WWE careers, we don't ever just stick to one genre. So I think we all win tonight, regardless of what you came to look for. I think all the performers are going to be good tonight, all of them. So it's going to be good.
All right, well, guys, before we move on to the main event and, you know, discuss all that, what do y'all think is going to happen tonight? What's some highlights in the matches y'all think is going to happen tonight? What do y'all think?
I can't answer that question, but I will say this. we moved up, so we're good on listeners. We're really good. I will say this. I work behind the scenes, so I know everything, except for the winners. I have got to see everything tonight. And, yo, listen, let me tell you something. My fiance, AJ Lee, GM, she went and did her thing. So I think tonight is going to be a good first WrestleMania for her, that she gets to sit back and watch, knowing that she's the general manager of this WrestleMania. This shit is going to be really dope, man. I don't want to spoil anything, but, man, like, from the performers, that's amazing. But, you know, man, you just got to watch WrestleMania 31. It's like, it's going to be dope stuff, man. But, like, not to throw your question, we talking highlights. This is a big highlight right here. People come to WrestleMania for a couple of things. They're entertainment, one. They like the music performances, but that's not really what they're here for. They're here for great matches. We all know that. And I think tonight there's going to be a lot of great matches. I don't think just one match is going to take it. I think every match is going to have something different for everybody. You're going to see something different in every match. So you got to watch every match tonight, not just the main event or not just the pre-show or anything in between. Watch them all because everything's going to have something different. But really what people really do see, this is what gets everybody out of their seats, corn ready, it's the entrances. And
oh, hell
year,
yeah.
WrestleMania got a lot of great entrances this year. I got to see all of them because, like I said, I work behind the scenes. But I got to see all of the entrances. And I just want to say, top five entrances, I'm not going to tell you guys what top five entrances to me. That's biased. And I'm going to leave it out because if I tell you guys, then you guys are going to know these are the best ones or taking my word for it because I already seen them. But there's going to be top five entrances. Because there's a lot of good entrances, over five of them. But I want everybody to just kind of vote top five entrances. But just to throw a curve, like, you know, just jump in here and throw the host real quick. Y'all tell me, y'all standpoint, top five entrances. Y'all know who's competing tonight. Rank who y'all think's coming in from one to five. Who y'all think's bringing the heat tonight with the entrances, man. This is the conversation I want to know about. The entrances is the dope part.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Who's going first?
Who's going first?
I literally just said I'll start it off. But okay.
Yep, okay.
Number five, I will probably have to go with Randy Orton. Randy Orton, he's creative, he's innovative, he's all that. He's all this and that. You know, he does some weird stuff at times. He posts some pictures that we do not need to see. But he's pretty innovative, so I'll give Randy Orton number five. Number four, I'll have to give it to Seth Rollins. I've heard at least in the background that Seth Rollins is coming with some heat tonight. So we don't know. We'll see about that. Number three, I'll give it to John Cena. Even though I hate him with a burning passion.
Oh, burning.
He's pretty creative, too. He's done some stuff in the past that's really creative. And looks nice and all that. So, and number two, I'll give it to Edge. Because, you know, we've seen Edge in the past. He's come out with some pretty nice stuff, some pretty nice attire entrances and all that. And, of course, come on now, is there any doubt? Number one, I have to give it to Rock. Rock always goes all out with his entrances, his attires, everything. He always goes all out. He manages the posters for all the pay-per-views. He manages the website, he manages all this. So this guy gives the Rock number one.
Okay. I think I'll go next. Wow.
That's an interesting answer, though, Trem. That was an interesting. I didn't even expect Trem to answer that way, but that was interesting. That's interesting.
Probably putting it at number five. I'm probably gonna have to give it to. Damn. That's a hard one. I'm probably going to have to give it to Dolph Ziggler. Usually, like, I've never seen him come out with anything special before. And, like, he's had some good WrestleMania entrances. I think since this is WrestleMania, and this is the biggest WrestleMania that we're, like, that is the top-notch WrestleMania with performances and matches and all of this. I think that he should be able to come with something hard for WrestleMania. I think for number four, I'm probably going to have to give it to, I think Batista, honestly. I think since he's going into that the Andre Memorial, I think that he's probably going to have a top-notch entrance, I think, going in there and showing everybody who the hell he is with his entrance, and just to intimidate everybody before actually going into that match and making them oh shit, this guy's in here not to play any games. I think three. Then just to ask this right quick, where are we you can't put yourself in this listing, right?
You can if you want to.
Can't, okay. For three, I've been backstage and I've heard some talk about other people's entrances and stuff like that. I think I've heard a lot of use of the word Cena. I think that a lot of people said that his entrance, they've heard ideas about it, and they said that will make you hop out of your seat and want to jam to it. I don't know. I just heard a lot about it. I think that will take number three. And I think it's a tie for two, because I'm not being biased, but I don't think my entrance will take number two. I think I would go for tie for number two. It would have to be Randy Orton, me, or Seth Rollins, because I think if you're going to be in the main event for WrestleMania 31, you have to have a top-notch entrance. You just can't come out with a different music. I made that mistake last year with just having a different music coming out for the main event, but I think if you're going to be in the main event, you have to have a top-notch entrance. That's why I'm interested to see Seth Rollins, because we'll see what he comes out with and stuff like that, because I've heard behind-the-scenes talk of what he might do, or not. I might just be saying that. But I think that him and Randy Orton's entrance, I think this is the biggest WrestleMania that we're – I'm just saying it's the biggest WrestleMania, and you either you got to go all out on this for your entrance. You have to, as soon as people see your entrance play, they got to be like, I'm going to remember this for every WrestleMania to come and say, did you hear about this guy's entrance at WrestleMania 31? And I think that Rollins, he should have a good enough entrance, and since he's in the main event, that will make people remember his entrance. And I think Randy Orton's probably, I think a lot of people are going to be like, damn, that's, no one's ever done that before. And then number one, this should be on everybody's list, is The Rock. You have seen, if you have been here and you have seen every entrance that this guy has put on, man, I'm not even going to say this guy, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, The Rock, King Rock, whatever you want to call him, if you've seen the entrances he has put on, that will make you have goosebumps because of how awesome it is. You've either had these King Rock entrances or you've had different songs, and it's just so interesting to see him out. There's some times that it's not even going to be a special occasion, and he'll just come out. I remember that he had a tag match a long time ago, and it was just on a regular show, and the entrance with his fiance AJ Lee was, it's never been done, and every single time at a pay-per-view, I'm not even going to say he matches up to Triple H and the WWE. He surpasses Triple H and the WWE with the entrances, because that's how he has a very vivid imagination, and it just, his entrances blow people away. So that's my listing. I don't know who's next.
All right, Seth.
Yeah, I guess if I have to, for number five, I'm gonna go with Finn Balor. I know that's a bold decision considering his entrance lasts forever, but I really think my reasoning for picking him is, if you've ever seen Finn Balor's entrance, the Demon Finn Balor entrance, or just his regular one, but mainly the Demon one, there's his lighting is just the NXT TakeOver entrances in real WWE. They're amazing. Everybody's into them. The fans love it. The lighting just, it gives you chills. And seeing it in a bigger venue with more people, like WrestleMania 31, that's going to be a very bone-chilling entrance, and it's going to show you that he's here to do what he wants to do, and that's make his name known. And Number four, I'm gonna go with Edge, just because Edge is a. I know his attire has been designed by Craze, and Craze always does a phenomenal job with attires, and that's gonna add it's gonna add a lot onto his entrance. If you have a bad attire with an amazing entrance, it doesn't match up. So just that amazing attire going along with an amazing entrance, because I know he's gonna have an amazing entrance. Theme song, it gets you pumped up. It's a nice fast tempo song that it's, you know, just the feeling of energy that heavy metal, or not necessarily heavy metal, but rock gives you. And then number three, I'm going to go with John Cena, because John Cena, I've heard a lot about his entrance, and I've heard that it's going to be very motivational. It's going to make you want to fight. It's going to inspire you to win, and it's going to make you feel like you're on the top of the mountain. Even though it is John Cena's entrance, you're going to get into it, and you're going to be invested and how he feels, and how he feels that he's going to be going into this match, and he's going to win, because he knows what kind of fighter he is, and he has that never-give-up attitude. Number two, I'm going to agree with Omega in this situation, which is the person that answered before me. I'm going to have to agree with him. Number two is a tie between Seth Rollins and Randy Orton. I've heard some of the audio for Randy Orton's entrance. I helped with the making of Randy Orton's entrance, and I know what the goal of the entrance was. I have an idea of what it was meant to be, and imagining it in my mind and going along with the audio that I heard from the entrance, and knowing that he did it himself. Randy Orton, Omega, he made his own entrance, did all the audio editing, did all the video editing, recorded all the clips, found everything that he
did. Well, I would. Sorry to cut in right quick, but The Rock did help with some of it. I don't want to like leave him out of there. He did help with a lot, some of it. And I just don't want to discredit him on that.
Of course, The Rock helped him out a little bit, but for the majority of it, not discrediting The Rock in this situation, because I know Craze did put a lot of work into everybody's entrance, including mine. And I'm his opponent, so you know that means a lot. And I know he did help out with Omega, so coming from Omega's standpoint, I know he has to appreciate that. But Omega did a lot of work on his entrance, and I give him a lot of props for that, because not many people, with the exception of Craze, have always designed their own entrance and made it themselves. And then Seth Rollins, it was a very late entrance. It wasn't made weeks prior to WrestleMania. It was kind of made last minute. But I know it's going to be a phenomenal entrance. Like Randy Orton said, it's main event status. So when you're coming out in the very last match and you're going up against the greatest of all time, you have to show who you are, and you have to show that you can keep up with him by having that amazing entrance. Your entrance sets the tone for the beginning of the match. The match sets its own tone, and it gives you it. The match does work for its own self while it's going on, but the entrance is what sets the mood for the beginning of it, and what gets people really invested in it.
You guys got 5 minutes.
And to close this out really quick, number one, of course, is The Rock, because we've all seen, or anybody that's in the Kick Chat has seen some of the filming of The Rock's entrance, and I know what this entrance is probably going to look like, and imagining it in my mind and comparing it to every other entrance that he's had, I know it's going to be spectacular, and I know it's going to set that same bone-chilling mood that it always does when he comes out to the ring, and that's coming from the point of view of his opponent. So, number one, of course, goes to The Rock.
All right. Well, like you just said, we got 5 minutes left. So, with all this, let's go ahead and get to the main event of the evening. The Rock, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, been going on for over 3 years strong with the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, taking on Seth Rollins tonight in the main event of WrestleMania. Seth Rollins. Now be smart.
I don't have a lot to say about this match because the match does a lot of talking for itself. The comic does a lot of talking for the match. And these past couple of days have been kind of more personal and, like, up front. And it hasn't necessarily been all with the comic. And a lot has been said by me and my opponent. I know I'm going to win this match, but I'm not going to give you, that's coming from my fighting side, my fan point of view, myself as Luke, I'm not going to give you an answer as to who's going to win this match. But me and him are both very invested in this match. Obviously, I went all in and dyed my hair, and he went out and bought all the products for his entrance, and he went all in with this, and he's been training, and I have been too, so I'm going to go and pass it on to the next person.
Yeah, I just throw like 1 minute here. My entrance has nothing to do with that match. My entrance is made for the fans to enjoy. The ass whooping has everything to do with that match. So it has nothing to do with that match. I just want everybody to know it's pretty much straight to the point. I could sum up who wins this match, or I could sum up the ass whooping that's going down in 3 words. King Rock returns. I'm done.
Oh, shit.
Randy, real quick. Quick fire.
Well, real quick, man. That, he just gave it away right there. If King Rock is coming tonight at WrestleMania 31, and if you don't know who King Rock is, then you'll see him tonight for sure. And just make sure, and there'll probably be a link in the chat that will bring you to a website that tells you all about King Rock. But if King Rock will be appearing tonight at WrestleMania, then there will be a death tonight, and there will be a casket with the name Seth Rollins on it, because King Rock is a vicious motherfucker, and this will not end well. Then King Rock does not play games. He's not going in there to shake your hand and be like, good match. He's going in there to whoop your ass, and that's straight to the point right there, and that's all I got to say, is that there will be a slaughter tonight.
Well, I'm gonna sum up what I think is gonna win in 3 different words. 40-0. That's all I'm gonna say.
Alright, well Trimman, you started it off, dog. I'll go ahead and let you close it out. You got 1 minute left.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been an amazing podcast of our pre podcast before WrestleMania, like we do before all our big reviews. It's been nice, it's been amazing with you guys. Make sure you tune in tonight at twitch.tv/WWE Careers. Make sure you hit up our website at wwecareers.wix.com/Xbox. And make sure tune in tonight and check out WrestleMania. And
oh, got that theme playing in the back.
All that said, see you tonight.
Getting, you. Getting, you.